Today, let us reflect on death. It is something that, when we experience it, makes us very afraid. It is something unknown to us. We haven't experienced it. You're all here. It is something that, when it does happen in our lives to someone else, brings about great grief, sadness. We are surrounded in the world by rising numbers of death due to the coronavirus, and we can merely think, it doesn't apply to me. But death is always, in my experience, something very personal and intimate. And we see that today as we look at the end of Mary's life with this feast of her Assumption. When I think about experiencing death of a loved one, I go to just 3 years ago when my own mother suffered a massive stroke, and 4 days later, in the hospital in Johnson City, surrounded by my dad and her four children, and two chaplains, a couple who are from Africa originally, who were praying us into that moment of her passing. Something that we all, for those of us in the family who were there, remember with great peace and comfort and hope. Something that was so sudden and tragic turned into something very beautiful. But others experience death in different ways, with a car wreck and something very painful, or a long suffering sickness where the caregiver gets exhausted. And some people have told me their lives have been transformed in that time of passing. So each experience is very personal, very intimate, very much filled with different emotions and belief. A friend of mine, a former director of religious education in a parish where I was pastor, lives here in Tennessee, but her mother contracted COVID-19 in Florida, unexpectedly, of course. And it was a very difficult experience of death. As you know, she was not able to be with her mom at all, as her mom was totally isolated in her suffering and in dying. So today, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary indicates that we believe that at the end of her life, the Blessed Virgin Mary was taken body and soul into the fullness of heaven. We don't have any details about her passing from this life in the scriptures, but we do have some of our tradition. Perhaps she was surrounded by the beloved disciples and others. We don't know that detail. And the Assumption, and I love this description by Bishop Bob Barron, is that it's not a journey through space, as sometimes depicted in art with angels lifting up Mary on a cloud from earth to the heavenly realm. Heaven is a symbol for the transcendent, a manner of existence that lies beyond what we experience in the dimensions of time and space here and now. Mary, he said, this is Bishop Robert Barron, was translated into the totality of her being from this dimensional system to the higher one for which we use the word heaven. It's not so much somewhere, but somehow else. And also in the teaching of our church, heaven and earth are not totally separated. They are sometimes woven together. And people, some of you may have yourselves, had visions or connections to loved ones who have left this world and have experienced the fullness of heaven. Mary helps us. She intercedes for us, and she prays for us. And that is why I believe that one of our most important prayers as Catholic Christians is the Hail Mary, and especially that last line. So let us pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.